Chapter 1. Called to Lead, Influence, Impact, and Inspire Others. Peggin Echevarria, Master's in Social Work, Hall of Fame Speaker, and Certified Virtual Presenter. Do you find yourself experiencing an innate force driving you to influence others? If so, you are called to lead. I am too. Since my teen years, I've always been tapped to lead a project, organize an event, or oversee a project. I couldn't recognize what supervisors saw in me. I was young when I realized that I was able to lead others. I knew I was different. My name is Peggin. I have spoken to audiences worldwide on leadership, and I am an award-winning businesswoman who appears in leading news outlets. I have organized a significant event for a president of the United States, produced leadership experiences for thousands of military officers, and I lead Power Women Worldwide, an organization that empowers women to be bold, be brave, be seen, be heard, and be paid well. I know what it feels like and means to be called to lead. By listening to this book, you already know, or at least have a feeling, that you are also called. It's time to accept that you're called to lead. Your desire to influence, impact, and inspire others to action is who you are in your heart and soul. When you are called to lead, you tap into a gift. It's your power. What you do is normal to you. You are unique. Not everyone is called, and oftentimes we discount our gifts or talents that come naturally. We assume that everyone has such a blessing. At a certain point, you realize you are supposed to lead. It's your role. You may have uncomfortable feelings. Yes, you are different from most people. You come to recognize your calling is a responsibility. It became my responsibility to nurture my gift, and I had to embrace that gift and use it for positive, powerful outcomes. You are called to lead. Now it's time for you to own your power to influence, impact, and inspire others. When we finally accept that we are called to lead and we are different, it opens all possibilities. Embracing that responsibility sets you on a journey of self-discovery. You want to understand how you do what you do beyond instinct, examine your thought process, challenge yourself to think bigger, bolder, and more positively about yourself and your future as a leader, and improve your strategy. As a young girl and teen, I always organized events and took charge of school projects and school plays. During college and graduate school, I led coalitions and collaboratives. I took my leadership skills.